Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By saying that.
They did Daytona 500?
No. Oh, that's true. That is the Great American Race. They're all Great American Races to me, my friend. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Speedway, Indiana.
What are there, 33 cars?
200 laps, 500 miles.
We have seven Americans running in that thing?
The race will be broadcast on Fox. That's Sunday.
Yeah, that's new.
It's also live for stream, IndyCar Live, Fox Sports Radio, whatever that is, Fubo. So you'll be able to listen to it, you'll be able to watch it, you'll be able to do it. I used to really, really, really get into the Indy 500. And then I had an epiphany yesterday.
I loved it.
So we were sitting around eating late last night, and we were with, I'm trying to think how many other people were, like seven or eight people last night. And we were sitting at a table, and I looked, and we were at a restaurant, and I looked up, and they all looked at the TV because you know what they were excited about? The big race. But it wasn't the Indianapolis 500. You know what it was?
Coca-Cola 600?
It was the hot dog race.
Better yet.
At the Indianapolis 500. It caught everybody's attention at the table. They're like, wait a minute, the Oscar Mayer Wiener dogs are going to race around the track at the Indianapolis 500. And I'm like, and so I just looked at, randomly just said to somebody, is that better than the race? And they're like, yeah, I want to watch the hot dogs go around the track. Is that sad? Does that tell us where we are with the state of open wheel racing in the United States?
Yes, it does. I was a huge Indy 500 and open wheel fan. I was even with a friend in a IndyCar fantasy league.
You were not.
No, I was.
You were? And who was your guy? Emerson Fittipaldi.
Well, we drafted teams. And we had IndyCar racing teams. I loved it. The sport is not the same as it used to be. When the IRL started and dug into CART and CART went away, it ruined the sport. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that when I think about the Indianapolis 500, I think about Bobby Rahal, like first name I think of right out of the gate. That's the and David Letterman, like Letterman and Rahal together, their racing team, and they did such, and Tasman Motorsports that was out of Columbus, like mm-hmm. they had really big time racing teams out of Columbus, and it was mid Ohio and all of those things that would go along, Truman Racing, like that to me, but that's like it feels like it was forever ago.
I watch now because of tradition.
Yeah. And then we had the race here, too. That was a big deal.
The drivers aren't very well known outside of, I mean, maybe I was just so into it in the past that I knew all these guys and I really cared about it. It's not the same deal. And that's a shame.
And will you watch it?
Great sport. Yeah, I'll watch it. If I'm home, I will watch it. It will not be appointment viewing.
I used to know all these guys too, and now I'm just kind of looking. I know.
Kidding?
I know AJ Foyt Enterprises as a racing team, or Andretti Global, or Team Penske. Better than any of these other drivers. I don't. Is Rahal's kid still? Oh, Elio Castro Neves, Colin Herta, Brian Herta's kid is racing. So there's a couple names: Marco Andretti, Graham Rahal. That was the other one. So I guess I do know a little. Will Power's a pretty decent.
Sure.
But it's not.
Still has the best name going.
Yeah, it's not. It's not in front of your face. Like, how many people from Northeast Ohio are driving over to Indy to go watch the 500? I don't know why we can't. I just don't. I can't sink my teeth into the fact of us being a racing town or having any. Is it because we don't have a race?
Used to be.
Is it because we don't have one? Is that why? Whether it's open wheel or whether it's
no, that's not.
Other than Matt Colick, I have no other tie.
Indy, they changed. They changed open wheel racing. It used to be front and center the big thing when it came to racing in our country. And now it's second to NASCAR, and NASCAR obviously has had some issues as well with some things dwindling. NASCAR was really, really, really hot, and now it's not quite as hot. And I wonder what that's all about. But I would love watching the Indy 500, and you just knew everybody, and then it wasn't just that, Andy. I would watch all the time. I would watch all open wheel racing.
I'd almost put it out there. I almost want to spend like 3 minutes on this, just asking people: would you rather watch the race itself or the hot dog race? And I bet that you'll hear more people say they want to watch the hot dog race than the actual race itself, the open wheel race that's going to happen on Sunday. The sport itself killed itself, and I thought you brought up a lot of the reasons to want to be there and to try to understand what's going on. Chip Ganassi,
tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
When Tony George started IRL, the Indy Racing League.
Yeah, he wanted to make it
more economical.
Yeah, he wanted
and wanted rather, to make it more American.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
And look at it now.
The economics of it, though, was you were talking about, okay, it would cost $1 million alone. Before it, you were talking about an engine that cost $1 million. And that was just the engine and everything else. He wanted to make it
he
so
wanted
that there
to
was
roll
a,
it back.
He wanted a yeah. car that costs $1 million. That you didn't have to put more than $1 million into the car.
And he wanted more American drivers.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at the field now. I'm guessing 10 American drivers? 15? Maybe?
Well, I just saw three off the top of my head.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, it's like Major League Baseball, like the NBA. If you're good, you're good. I don't really care where you're from.
Right.
But his point was to bring more American drivers into racing. And instead,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Then I think he just ruined his sport. Now Roger Penske owns everything.
Yeah, and there's issues with air too.
Yeah, Roger owns the Indy 500.
Right.
He owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He owns the Indy Racing League, and he owns Team Penske. So he owns everything. And he just fired three of his head honchos because two of his cars failed inspection. And they failed inspection for the second year in a row. And an inspection they failed.
Mm-hmm.
And other teams apparently were screaming about, you know, Penske having cars fail 2 years in a row.
So he's got three cars, but they're all at the back of the grid. I mean, he's got 33, 32 willpower.
Right. They got pushed to the back of the grid.
Yeah.
And they're trying to win for the third straight year. And
Also got Scott McLaughlin.
He basically thought he had to do that because if you own everything and you break the rules, where's your sense of order? You know what I mean? Hey, my team broke the rules, but I own the track. I own the race. I own the racing league. I own it all. Too bad. So he made some big calls and fired all of his execs.
Will you watch this weekend? I'm wondering.
Yeah, Kevin's, if I'm home, I'm watching.
Yeah, Kevin Chicago Falls. Will you?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Actually, I am not because my seniors graduated. I actually had tickets to go to Indy, but my seniors graduating. So unfortunately,
congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah. I worked so hard to get him graduated, you know.
What's the next step? Where are they going next?
He's going to Ohio Northern, actually. He's already been accepted. Yeah.
Good for him.
I tried to get him to go to Kent State, but I did my best. What can I say?
Sorry. Kevin, will you watch this weekend? Yes or no, then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll watch it. But, you know, for me, I've gone to the Indy Live. I should say Indianapolis. I've been to the 500 Live many, many times. I've been blessed. I have a great friend. He's got tickets to go back forever. Great seats and all that stuff. But for me, it's one of those things that when you're there, it's just amazing. I mean, it's hard to describe in words when you see these machines going by you at 225 miles an hour. You can feel it in your chest. Just everything goes with it. I could go on how amazing it is to be at these events live. It does not translate to the TV very well at all. So to me, racing is a live event, and it's just so amazing and exciting. But on TV, it's kind of meh. You know, it just
Does being on Fox help it? I mean, Fox takes all kinds of risks and chances, and they've proved to be, you know, the innovators in sports television for, I don't know, since they went into the NFL. Yeah. And I wonder if that makes a difference and it makes it more of an enjoyable experience to watch at home.
I think they did a pretty good job, but I'm not a TV guy. I would never try to tell anybody how to do it, but boy, there's just something about live. It's just everything about it. And it's a great event to be there. And I on TV, it can be fun to watch, but it does lose a little of that spark when you're there live. It just can't quite translate to TV.
So yeah, I mean, you can feel it through your body when those guys go by. Yep. Kevin, thank you. Have a good holiday weekend.
Thanks, Kev.
Jim's in Rocky River. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey guys, you're talking Indy 500,
yeah.
You know, you've seen the movie Platoon, there ain't nothing like, except the Indy 500, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that movie, but that being said, I've been to the time trials, a lot of fun as a kid, but honestly, when you're watching it on television, this gentleman before hit on that, it's just not the same. It's like watching old people have sex. It's just not even really exciting. I don't know about you guys, but do you really enjoy it watching it on TV?
I do, actually, Jim.
I don't. I do. I need to have a vested interest. You know, I've got to have somebody that I'm rooting for. And the time that I spent in Columbus and the time that, you know, just kind of knowing Brian Herta, and then also knowing.
It's a ding.
Yeah, and then also knowing Bobby Rahal too as well. So when I see that their kids are racing, that I'll root for those guys. And I met Graham when he was really young, really young.
So Phelps, you like watching it on TV?
Yeah, not as much as I used to, Jim, because I do think the sport shot itself in the foot.
Yeah. Do you also like watching old people have sex?
Right. Goodbye.
Oh. And the answer is yes, Jim.
All right, let's Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Good. How are you doing?
So, first off, I remember as a kid going to the open wheel race in Cleveland.
Yeah, it was awesome. Budweiser 500, right?
It was the Cleveland 500. Was the Cleveland initial
Grand Prix
race,
and then all those things.
Yeah. The initial race, the Cleveland 500.
I was like seven, I think. But I have a buddy who goes to Indy every single year. He's went for like the last 10, 15 years now. And the only reason he goes is he says it's the best party you can go to.
That's what I've heard.
He said it's one of the funnest places you can go. He said it's better than Sturgis, better than anywhere.
Really?
And I just think that's cool.
The problem is if you're in the infield, you don't see anything. You just party, right? You can't see the track.
I guess the tailgating's on point, Jeff. I guess the tailgating is on point.
That's what I've heard, Eric.
Fair enough.
Which is why it's better if you actually care to watch the race. TV.
I'm telling you, I think more people want to see the hot dog race than the actual race itself. I'm just saying. Paul Hoynes, Cleveland.com, joins us next. Baskin and Phelps.